Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here preparing to go forward. Let's put it out there, as we all know, going the extra mile and how the love of God can never go too far. And, you know, just the question becomes, have we been going the extra mile for others? And in doing so, are we allowing the Spirit to lead and guide us in the way that God would have us to do so? And is God pleased with the way that we're treating others, the way that we're serving Him in that very way? So on tonight, going the extra mile is what we are discussing on the Monday night live call. And at this time, I'd like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Mr. Tellius.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Yeah. So, y'all, let's go ahead and get going with this. We're talking about going the extra, that extra mile. So, with that being said, is Mr. DJ here?
Yes, sir. He is.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
Good evening, sir.
How you doing? You pretty good?
Yeah, I'm just laughing because they always unmute me at the last minute.
Oh, Lord.
I hear every time you say I'm right here. And I just be talking, not realizing that I ain't unmuted.
Okay, well, we got to get that corrected. Okay. We definitely get that corrected. So when Mr. DJ get on Mondays, I mute Mr. DJ right away. Okay? So what you got for this topic on us for us, Mr. DJ, going that extra mile?
The way I look at it, going the extra mile means not settling for anything, not doing your ordinary of what you would normally do. Oftentimes, we ask God to go more than an extra mile. We always come at Him when we're in a tight squeeze or something that you know you was in the wrong or could avoid it, but you ask Him to come through and go the extra mile for you. So we need to ask ourselves, are we going the extra mile like we're supposed to? If you want Him to go the extra mile for you, then are you going the extra mile for others? And that means not just your normal regular grace here and there, or talk to God when it's convenient on Sunday in front of everybody, but are you going the extra mile? You know, you go the extra mile for your friends, for your family, but God is both. He's your friend and He's your family. He's more than that. So are you really going the extra mile for Him as well? And I'm not just talking about a carnal use. I'm talking about spiritually. Are you going the extra mile? Are you doing what you absolutely can do for that neighbor or for that person who doesn't know anything about Christ or God? Are you actually trying to help them? Are you trying to tell them? Are you spiritually condemning them? Just think about that. So going the extra mile, what I've taken for it is do a self-check. Do a self-check and make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do and go beyond.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with that being said, we want to pray first and then get started on the call. So, Ms. LaTonya, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before You on tonight, dear Father, to say thank You. We thank You, dear Lord, just for getting us through this day, dear God, for allowing all of us to come together here on this phone line so that we can dwell in Your presence, dear Father, and we can go forward in fellowship in the manner in which You called us to do so, dear God. We ask that You would just open up our hearts and our minds, have us to speak, dear God, and have us to fellowship according to Your will, dear God. And we ask that You would just continue to strengthen our leader, dear God, continue to give us this ministry so that we can go forward in spirit and in truth by serving You and serving others. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of Your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Man. Real quickly, Ms. LaTonya, give me your brief synopsis. Y'all about to get ready to go on Facebook Live, so y'all get ready for that. Ms. LaTonya, what you got?
So just to kind of share real briefly, in addition to what Mr. DJ said, going the extra mile is, you know, just going above and beyond what's expected of us. But are we, as I was stating, allowing God to lead and guide us in a way to do that, because the way that we think we should go the extra mile may not necessarily be the way that, you know, he's calling us to do. And it just also means, you know, walking in forgiveness and walking in love is what we talk about all the time. But just looking at it, like you said, through the lens of God. So how are we doing that effectively each and every day?
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
That's for me.
All right. So let me go ahead and log on to live.
Right.
Let me know when y'all can see me.
Okay. Let's see.
Can you see me?
Yes, sir.
Can you see me?
Oh, wait. I hit the wrong thing. Yes, sir, I can see you.
You did. So here we go, y'all. We're talking about going that extra mile. All right? So this is I love this topic because we have so many limitations on how far we're willing to go. Okay.
Amen.
Y'all know we have that limitation because we have something called standards.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
But the thing is, do we allow our standards interfere with going that extra mile? Remember, the Bible says that the strong must bear the infirmities of who?
The weak.
The weak.
That's right.
Okay. That means we got to go that extra mile. Who should we go that extra mile for, Mr. DJ?
We should definitely go that extra mile for Christ, because one thing we have to keep in mind too, Mr. Carr's a little stronger than me. He might can run a little faster. His mile might be longer than my mile, but I don't have no business looking over at his lane. I need to do my part and do my extra mile. My mile might not be as long as his, but that's okay. So you need to look towards Christ.
Gotcha. Y'all with it? That's what it
is.
Okay. So let me speak to everybody right quick. How you doing? And y'all have to forgive me if I don't get to you because I can't see everybody at all times. But I will try and get to as many people as I can. So I see Miss Latonya, Miss Christine, Miss Lavina. How are y'all doing? Miss Swan and Miss Foster, how are you? Okay, Miss Jamara and Miss Tiana. Miss Collins, how you doing? What's going on, Dewan? And Miss Alicia, Miss Brenda. Okay, who have Miss LaCarmen and Miss Tamika. How are y'all doing? Okay, and now we have Miss Fikes. How are you doing? So, y'all, let's get to our first email question, okay? Here's the first question that we have. Miss Latonya, what you got? What's the first question?
First question is, I know that God expects us to always forgive, but at what point do I stop going the extra mile for someone who continues to take my kindness for weakness?
Great question, Mr. DJ. The question says, I know that God expects us to always forgive, but at what point do I stop going the extra mile for someone who continues to take my kindness for a weakness?
Okay. That's a good question. And it's funny that you say that because I have a shirt that says Matthew, I forgot the name of the scripture, Matthew 22:14 or 11:14. The Bible says you ought to forgive a man 7 times 70, which
seven
is 490. So, I mean, in other words, there's no limit. But on my shirt, it says, I'm at 489 with you. That means you got one more time.
Uh-oh.
You know, but truthfully, and, you know, that's just in fun, but we're supposed to forgive a man seven times 70, which is a limit number of times per day, not for a year, for a month. So there is no limit. You're supposed to have forgiveness in your heart because God doesn't set limitations for us.
Correct. Correct. So how often or how many times should you forgive someone? How you doing, Miss Caesar, Miss Karen, Miss Jennifer? How are you? Miss Toya and Miss Shiren and Miss Krista, how you doing? So the question is, y'all, listen to the question. I know what God expects us to all I know that God expects us to always forgive, but at what point do I stop going the extra mile for someone who continues to take my kindness for weakness? Miss Latonya, what you got?
I would say we have to always forgive, but I think when someone continues to take your kindness for weakness, at that point you have to evaluate what it is that's going on. And if they're continuing to do that, then you have to separate yourself. Like we talked about grace and mercy, you know, from God running out. So at what point do we have that standard of saying, okay, enough is enough? Like, I'm not going to continue to allow them to use and abuse me. And it's a way that you can, you know, approach that individual, or just a way that you can go about treating them, or not so much with a long-handled spoon, but, you know, just doing things differently, not continuing to give in to whatever it is that, you know, they want you to do, or, you know, letting them dictate to you how you should do things.
Okay. All right,
Mr.
y'all.
Carter, you could also put yourself out of that position. I mean,
okay.
if they keep taking advantage of you, don't give them the chance to take advantage of you.
Right.
You could take yourself out of the equation.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Ms. Jordan and Ms. Kay and Ms. Katina Caesar? How are you, Ms. Shari and Ms. Mary? How y'all doing this evening? All right. Let's get back to that question real quickly. The question says, I know that God expects us to always forgive. Everybody know that?
Yes, sir.
That is a requirement for those who believe in God, forgiveness.
Okay.
But at what point do I stop going the extra mile for someone who continues to take my kindness for weakness? At what point do we stop, y'all? Let me ask y'all this right quick, since we're on Facebook Live. At what point should God stop doing for us when we take his kindness for a weakness? Because I do believe the biggest statement, okay, in mankind in history, when someone takes someone's kindness for weakness is, oh, God knows my heart. Is that not us taking his kindness for a weakness?
Yes, it is.
In other words, just because he knows my heart, that means that he should override everything that I did.
Mm-hmm.
You all want to hear a second one that takes God kindness for weakness? Well, God just going to have to forgive me. No, God don't have to do nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
So when we answer this question, okay, I know that God expects us to always forgive, but at what point do I stop going the extra mile for someone who continues to take my kindness for weakness? At what point does God stop? At what point should God stop? Because y'all know we take God's kindness for a weakness, and in other words, we say, well, I'm going to mess up. Well, since we have the attitude that we're going to mess up, anybody in a relationship? What if your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance told you, I'm going to mess up, I'm going to cheat? You going to take that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. DJ just said 480, what was it, DJ?
489.
489.
That means you got one more time.
Ain't that something? So at what point do we say enough is enough? How you doing, Ms. Nefa, Ms. Reva, Ms. Kelly, Ms. Tawana, Ms. Dillon? How are you? At what point do we say enough is enough? What's going on, John? So, y'all, it gets interesting. I believe like this. We pray every night, right? And we say, Father, forgive me as I forgive those. Forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me.
Correct.
In other words, enough is, watch this now, is the same way that you want to be treated. Because I do believe that all of us take God, we take God's kindness for a weakness. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is fair.
If we're not doing it right now, at some point we have. Did God ever give up on you?
Never.
Nope.
Huh?
Never.
Right? Ms. Jennifer says, if her boyfriend, husband, fiance said anything like that, like he got cheated, she said she's going to drop him at the next train smoking. He's going to be at the next bus stop, the next train station. Ms. Jennifer don't be playing with him. But y'all see what I'm saying? So we got to figure into that now. How we expect God to treat us, we got to treat others. Now, we can't be walking around here like we some saints, like we haven't gotten over on God, and we haven't taken God's kindness for a weakness. Right? So we have to consider that. The Bible says, consider yourselves. The way you treat others, consider yourselves. In other words, the way that you want God to treat them is how, I'm sorry, the way that you want God to treat you is how you should treat others. How about that?
That's right.
Does that answer that question?
Yeah.
When is enough enough? The way you want God to treat you and respond to you is how you should treat other people. How fair is that? I think that's very fair, right?
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Sir.
I think so. All right, let's get to the business, y'all. Let's get to the business. Miss Sharon had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, here's Miss Sharon's question. What did the question say, Miss Latonya?
Should we be led by God to go the extra mile for someone?
Mr. DJ.
Well, anytime you're led by God, you can never go wrong. So I'm going to say, sure. If God is the leader of you, how can you fail? How can you be doing anything wrong if God is leading you?
Should we be led by God to go the extra mile for someone? Y'all heard my brother? Absolutely. Absolutely. If God doesn't lead you, who's leading you? Is it your emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm about to rock the world right quick. Let me rock the world. Watch this. How many times somebody done preached a message so strong and got you in your feelings and your emotions, and you gave that last 200 that you had, and you're talking about God told you. God really tell you to do that?
No.
Did God really tell you to do that? Or did you give out of emotion?
Yes.
Well, they said that God, they want a $200 seed. That don't mean that they're going to get it from me.
Amen.
If God don't lead you, why do you follow?
Amen.
Does that make any sense?
Yes
sir. And Mr. Carr, I mean to cut in, but I'm not trying to knock at nobody, but sometimes people know that you have a Christian-like spirit and take advantage of you, i.e. send me $20 and I send you some water from heaven. And you just, drank this and, all of a sudden you're going to have a check for $70,000 waiting on you. You know, just craziness like that,
Right. You got to be careful. Going the extra mile, because a lot of times we try and cleanse our soul. What's going on, E-40? How you doing, Miss Hunt? Who else out there? Okay. So a lot of times we try and cleanse our soul. And so the next opportunity, that's what we're going to do, right? Because we see people holding signs. Now, I know my paper don't have nothing on it, but it says, I will work for food. Okay?
Right.
I'm a U.S. veteran. I fought for you. Now it's time that you fight for me. Hold on, Claire. Hold on. No, seriously. I believe in going the extra mile. However, if God does not lead me to do anything, women, y'all know it, right? Because I follow a man as he follows God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if God doesn't lead me to do anything, I'm not going to do it. Because going the extra mile doesn't mean that you physically do anything. Going the extra mile may require that you spiritually do it where natural instinct cannot perceive it. In other words, going the extra mile don't mean that I get up. Going the extra mile may mean that I just lift God up. Catch it now. Catch it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
Catch it. Because my Bible says if you lift God up, he will draw everybody. See, going the extra mile don't mean that I go in my pockets and give you money. Going the extra mile very well may mean that I withhold the money that you say you need because you need to get to another place. A lot of people just play on your emotions. Listen to what I'm saying. And they'll want you to reach in your pocket. But see, the same veteran, no disrespect to nobody. I'm talking about going the extra mile. That's holding that sign. What you didn't realize was they had somebody over there off in the cut have a whole basket and a car full of things. Now,
yes.
If that thing was to get food for the day, why are you supplying food for the month? I thought you was hungry right now. So once you got, I have a problem with this personally, once you got $5 for a meal, why are you still out there trying to get $200?
Right.
Now, I know somebody's going to say something like, well, them people need to survive. But see, here's the thing. Is that the form of survival? So all of a sudden our form of survival is that we pull it from other people and we want them to go the extra mile for us, right?
Right.
Right.
Right? Y'all follow me?
Yes,
see,
sir.
We got to be careful because the question is that Miss Sharon posted, and I believe that it was an excellent question. Should we be led by God to go the extra mile for someone? Absolutely. Mr. DJ just said it. Absolutely. If God doesn't say, yes, go, why should you? But here's the thing about it. The Bible says, oh, no one, nothing but to love them. Now, let's put this. Can we do this, Mr. DJ? Let's congruently put this in structure. Okay? Let's put this in order. The Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but to love them. That means we're required to go the extra mile with everybody, right? But see, us to get on this level of understanding. Okay? Let's catch our PhD right quick. Going the extra mile, that does not mean that you go broke. That does not mean that you emotionally spun. Going the extra mile means that I'm going to give you all of God that I have.
Amen.
So going the extra mile very well may be a word. That's what I got for you. That's what I got. Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. You got to break some cycles. Mr. DJ, how you doing, Ms. Juanita? Erica, how are you? Okay. Y'all follow me? How you doing, Ms. Brown? Going the extra mile, because, see, this is where we get it confused. Because if your child say, Mama, Daddy, y'all never went the extra mile for me because y'all never got me the 10 speed. I never had a separate room. Me and my brother and me and my sisters, we was always in the same room. Y'all didn't go the extra mile for me. Y'all didn't give me a car at graduation. That does not mean that your parents have not gone the extra mile. You didn't see the warring that they did in the spirit. This is why I'm trying to put it in perspective. Going the extra mile, don't let people play on your emotions. Do not let people play on your... Going the extra mile means that you give them God. Lord, have mercy. And then you let God lead you and tell you what to do. Hello, somebody.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Y'all with me? Miss Jennifer has a question. Let's get to Miss Jennifer's question. What you say, Miss Jennifer?
Okay. All right. I don't see her question.
The question says, how do you know that an individual is going that extra mile for you when you are at your lowest in life? Ooh. Y'all follow me? This is an individual. Hold on. This is an individual that gets upset whenever you share God's word with others, even though you are going through a storm yourself. Mr. DJ, the question is, how do you know that an individual is going the extra mile or that extra mile for you when you are at your lowest in life?
First of all, when you're at your lowest in life, there's nowhere to go but up. And if this person is doing something according to God, if it's uplifting you spiritually, or financially, to bring you forward, progressing, when I say forward, not physically forward, then they are helping you. That's where that is. Sometimes blessings are coming in the form of instruction. Sometimes it's in the form of silence. But if it's according to God, then it's all good.
All right. Y'all heard that? How do you know that an individual is going that extra mile for you when you are at your lowest? So can I talk to Miss Jennifer? Let me speak on this one. Okay? A lot of times we have this sense of entitlement. What I mean by that is we think someone owes us something. So we start to throw what I call a pity party.
Right.
And if a person does not meet my expectations of what I think I should receive from them, oh, it's on. You see me at my lowest. You have not gone an extra mile. Now, watch this. We are not in our emotionally stable state, so now we want them to jump through loops and rings for us. In other words, when you were sick, I got off of work, and I brought you everything that you needed. Now that I'm not feeling well, you didn't do it for me. But does that necessarily mean they're not going an extra mile for you because you consider yourself at your lowest? What if God told them, hold on, I want them to go through a little something right now?
Right.
Can I say that again? Oh, yeah. We talk about going that extra mile. Listen to me, y'all. The question was, how do you know that an individual is going that extra mile for you when you're at your lowest in life? Miss Jennifer, look what God just put on my spirit. Remember footprints in the sand? Remember the individual thought that he was doing it all alone, and it was only one set of footprints, and he thought that God was not there. And he said, God, you didn't go the extra mile for me, when in reality, God was carrying him.
Whew. Exactly.
Catch what I'm saying, y'all. In other words, lean not to your own understanding. A lot of times, we throw pity parties, and we think, we start to put a disclaimer, okay, and set an agenda of what we think it should look like. We start to say stuff like, if you really love me, you would have did X, Y, and Z. Right? We say, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, Mr. LaTanya, you don't love me, Mr. DJ. As a brother, Mr. DJ, if you love me, you would have been there for me at my wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
So now we start to get self-centered. Okay? Now watch it at its lowest. When I went without, okay, when I went without, why wasn't you there? I was at my lowest. You didn't go above and beyond for me. You didn't go the extra mile for me. Like, don't you know? Watch this, Miss Jennifer. A lot of people, you got to be careful with that one, baby. Because the devil knows, too. Because if it was about going the extra mile with you at your lowest, a pimp, this is how he got prostitutes. Because when the prostitutes was at their lowest, that pimp came in and went an extra mile. They gave them something. They fronted them. That means I'm going to front you right now. But I expect something on who? I expect something who? I expect something in the, on the end. And if you don't give it to me, I got a strong pimp hand. You see how that goes? See, Satan plays those spiritual pimp games. In other words, I'm going to front you on the front end to make it look like
right.
I went that smile for you. You got to be careful.
Right.
Woo. Woo. Catch this now. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay? And this is how the world operates. The world will operate and say, look, what God won't do for you, I will. I'm going to go the extra mile for you. You need somebody to have your back? Even when you wrong, you right. Because my family, you know, even when they wrong, I got their back, I'm going to go to the no. If you wrong,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let nobody mess over you, but I'm going to tell you you wrong.
Right.
Why would I, at your lowest, you doing wrong, tell you that you're not doing wrong? You need to make some corrections. People lie to people at their lowest and tell them it's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right if you keep on doing the same thing. Why lie to them? Hello, somebody.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right? How you doing, yes. Portia? Okay. Miss Rhonda, how are you? Miss Tiana said, depending on how low you are, you may not realize that you are what you are receiving. So depending on how low you are, you might not even realize what you're actually receiving. It may not be understood until a later date when you can begin to see. Absolutely correct, Miss Tiana. How you doing, Miss Yolanda? Okay. Miss Jennifer had another question, Mr. DJ. Miss Jennifer,
okay.
What about when some of these churches want you to give the visiting pastor a love offering? Is that considered as going the extra mile, Mr. DJ?
If you can, that's fine. But if you don't have it to give, that's also fine. You shouldn't give out of obligation and tradition. And that's even with church, period. I mean, if you have it, if God has blessed you with it, you're supposed to set his tenth aside anyway. So, you know, that shouldn't be a problem. But to go that extra mile, like I said, if you have it, that's fine. If God puts that on your heart. If not, then that's also fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't give away the children's school money, you know, just because this guy is, you know, visited your church and made you feel a certain way, you know. But I'm just saying, you got to make wise decisions based on godly principles, you know.
Okay.
You can't give out of emotion. Mm-hmm. You'll forever be broke.
The question is, what about when some of these churches want you to give the visiting pastor a love offering? Is that considered going as the extra mile? See, heads, tails. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Y'all want to play that game? So heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Either which way, I win. In other words, watch this. The love offering is me. I'm going to give them a love offering. Come here. Hug your eyes. I'm going to love on you. Oh, that's my love offering. Why does it have to be financially induced?
Yes.
Huh? Going the extra mile. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Can I show y'all something? How you doing, Miss Cabrini? This might rock you off your horse now. Knock you off your beast. How you doing, Miss Carissa? Milton, how are you? Chan, Miss Boyd, Darlene, watch this. Anybody ever been paying their tithes all their life and often?
Huh.
Is your relationship with God, Is your relationship with God based on what you spend with God financially? Or is your relationship with God based on DNA?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm about to go here.
Yes.
Is it based on what you spend financially, or is it based on DNA? I don't, y'all notice, I didn't even say, is it based on time? Because we don't give God the proper time that he requires.
Mm. Amen.
Because the Bible says to pray without ceasing. Come on now. Yes, is your relationship with God based on how much money you spend with him? Or is it based on your DNA? Well, my relationship with God is based on DNA. Because if it was based on money, shoot, I'm in trouble. With that being said, Mr. DJ, if going the extra mile means that I got to give a visiting pastor a love offering, meaning financial, well, then I'm in trouble too, because I'm not doing that. See, I will move when God says to move. But why does it always have to be a financial offering? Why can't it be a love offering? And I'm talking about literal love offering. Huh? Oh, see, now I get to, see, now we quiet down because we don't like that type of teaching, right? The reason why I challenge that, okay, is because if you want the love offering, get it from the one who brought you there. Get it from that pastor.
Amen. Yes,
hold
amen.
On, y'all. Boy, see, we can't put the
yes,
onus on someone else. If you want the love offering, you call them to come. You get them in here, right?
Right.
That's right.
See, going the extra mile does not put the onus on. Put the responsibility on the lead. How about that? The head. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Why indeed. Should I translate that to you all? Huh? If I wanted John P. Key to come in here, why y'all got to pay for him? All right.
Okay.
Move forward because everybody getting quiet. But it's real.
Yes, sir, it is.
Let me throw out a question. I got a question for everybody on Facebook Live. Facebook Live, y'all wake up. Talk to me tonight. Watch this. Huh? Okay. What you said, Miss Jennifer, I never understood that growing up in church of God in Christ. See, there again, people put, Miss Jennifer, people put principle before people. Remember, that's why Jesus literally said, let him without sin cast the first stone. People try and build tradition. But God says the tradition of man nullifies the power of God. That has nothing to do with God. That's something man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Don't stop there. Oh, yeah, go the extra mile with them. Don't stop there, because if you want me to do that, I got some more questions for you, because I don't know if I need to be under your type of teaching. I got to go there. All right. I got a question for you, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
The question is, what does the extra mile, what does going the extra mile for God look like, Mr. DJ? What does going the extra mile for God look like?
The extra mile for God, meaning that you're doing whatever he places on your heart to do. It may look different for each person individually, and we shouldn't try to judge what it looks like before we actually do it. You can't go by man's standards, because we're going to fall short every time. So what that extra mile looks like is doing something above and beyond your norm that's according to God. That's the way that is. Yeah.
All right. Come on, Facebook Live, y'all, talk to me. What does going the extra mile for God look like to you? What you got, Miss Latonya? When you go the extra mile for God, what does it look like? What you got, Miss Latonya?
I was going to say things like, you know, turning the other cheek, not doing, you know, tit for tat. Also, when going the extra mile, sometimes we have to give when we don't even have it to give, or we think we don't have it to give.
Let me share this with y'all. Going the extra mile for God look a little something like this. Okay? Y'all can still see me?
Yes.
Okay. Going the extra mile for God looks a little something like this. I'm talking about that very thing that you say, God, you're going to have to forgive me on. That's going the extra mile when you can actually overcome that. The thing that you're most vulnerable on, the thing that you're the weakest on, okay, you like sex. Okay, you like chasing money. Okay, you tend to lie a little bit. Okay, drinking. See, going the extra mile says, I no longer do what I want to do. I do what he has instructed me to do.
See, that's going the extra mile. See, we can go the extra mile for God on the easy things. I'm talking about the difficult things. See, that's going the extra mile. Come on now.
Yeah.
Anybody can give out of an abundance, but I'm talking about the extra mile is when you have very little.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Going the extra mile for God is when your faith is low. You know, with dealing with your baby daddy. That's going the extra mile, how you treat him. Going the extra mile is dealing with your baby mama. When your faith's not so strong in that area, how do you treat her? See, going the extra mile for God means whatever you lack God the most, wherever your faith is weakest, like crippled tonight when you're good around it. See, going the extra mile means that Satan might try and be getting me in this area. That's going the extra mile for God that I can overcome it. You know why that's going the extra mile for God? Because you letting God have his way. That's why.
Amen.
Come on. Going the extra mile for God is letting God have his way in your life. See, we think that going the extra mile for God is the things that we can control. No, I'm talking about the things that get on underneath your skin. I'm talking about the racism that exists in the world today, and yet you still smile and you still love on people that don't look like you. That's going the extra mile. Oh, boy, I'm talking a foreign language now, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody said I wasn't expecting to go that extra mile. I might go 10 meters with you, Lord, but I ain't going no extra mile.
That's some good depth.
I want to know something about going. What's going on, Gerald? Y'all want to know something about going an extra mile? You can't go an extra mile if you're not in shape.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hold on. We all know. Raise your hand. I can't see you, but you know by a show of hands that you should be exercising your faith. The reason why we tend not to go the extra mile for God is that we lack endurance.
Mm.
Remember, the race is not given to the swift nor to the what?
Swift or
the Boy, y'all lost on me tonight. I'm about to close all y'all out and do this call by myself. Let me say this again. The race is not given to the who?
The swift nor the strong.
Swift nor to the strong. But those who do what until the end?
Endure.
Y'all see that? So we have to have endurance if we want to go the extra mile. Y'all
That's
know
right.
the spirit, one of the fruit of the spirit, y'all know what it is? It's called long suffering. That means you're going to have to go the extra mile. Some people say eat a lot of crow. In other words, I can't put my pride where my purpose should be. I can't do it.
Amen.
Y'all, let me say this again. I can't put my pride where my purpose should be. If you put your pride where your purpose should be, going the extra mile is off your radar. You're not going to do it. Because all it's going to take is for somebody to play with you, somebody to disrespect you, somebody to put you down. So, yeah, see, that's prideful things that can cause you to say, you know what, I'm going to X them off. But see, when you have purpose, it don't matter how people treat you. Now, I know some people don't like this message, but I got to teach it how God told me. Here's the thing. God said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. He never said, do people like they do you. If he said that, then trust and believe how you do him is how he can do you. Do you want that? Or do you say, God, do me how you want me to do you so that you can lead by example?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh. You see what going the extra mile means?
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to it. Mr. DJ, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mr. DJ, a simple question. Should we go the extra mile for those who don't or won't go the extra mile for us?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, we should.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. DJ, these for you. Rapid fire questions. Okay.
Okay.
When is enough in any relationship?
When is enough
in a relationship?
When God is no longer in it.
Y'all see that?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. DJ, should I go an extra mile for those who I know are purposely using me?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. They're the ones that need it most.
We're going to start right there. I'm going to start with the question. Anybody else out there on Facebook want to answer that? How you doing, Ms. Megan, Ms. Tabitha? Would you go an extra mile for those who you know use you?
I do that every day.
Mm.
Come on. Come on.
There's no
anybody else?
In love.
Would you go an extra mile for those who you know are using you? Ms. Tiana said there are no traffic jams along the extra mile.
I like that.
Mr. DJ started. Mr. DJ going to say, now you know the XX and Xcon is God saying extra, extra.
That's right.
Huh? Y'all, would y'all go an extra mile for those who you know are using you?
Yes, sir.
Would y'all? Now, y'all holy tonight, boy. Y'all quiet.
What?
Y'all be holier than thou tonight. Can I get some real people that really want to answer this question? Would you go an extra mile for somebody you know using you? Y'all know y'all say nope. Miss Shira said, yes, I would. There's always a greater purpose bigger than us. That sound good on Sunday. That sound good on Wednesday. But I want to catch you on a Friday night. I want to catch you on a morning, Monday morning going to work. As a matter of fact, I want to catch you in the car when nobody has given you gas money for 3 months and they're using you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me now, since I got to put this in perspective. Mr. DJ, I think they tuned and changed. I know you got quiet. Talking about God, don't let me talk. God, go on my lips.
That's right. You speaking Japtalian now.
Yeah, I'm Ms. Jennifer said, no. Y'all know it's hard for us to go an extra mile for those people who we know using us. Y'all know the scripture that we say? Cast not my pearls into swine. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on, we don't say that?
Yes, we do.
Y'all know we don't know the whole Bible, but we know three good scriptures. And one of them is do not cast your pearls into swine.
Right.
That's true. And Mr. Carr, what he's saying is easy now.
No,
he
said
it's
easy.
That.
Ms. Katina said it would be hard. Y'all know that's absolutely hard. Now, should we go an extra mile? What do you define as extra mile? Because going an extra mile don't mean that you'd be stupid. No. I need y'all to hear me good. See, going an extra mile means that you can have a relationship, but it does not mean that you have fellowship. Lord, have mercy.
That's correct.
Y'all follow where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Huh? Just because you go an extra mile with an individual does not mean that you have fellowship with them. Y'all know what fellowship is, right?
Yes.
It don't mean that you have communion with them. Fellowship is a level of intimacy.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
You go an extra mile with people, y'all may have a relationship, but that don't mean that you have fellowship. See, people that you have a relationship, don't you know you can have a relationship with God and not fellowship with him? You have a relationship with God because God created you in his image. True?
Yes, sir.
True? Now, what does fellowship in God look like?
Fellowship means that you can sup together. You can worship, you can talk, and meet each other on the level and grow from each other spiritually.
Y'all know what fellowship in God looks like? The reason why I'm bringing fellowship up in God, and the reason why I'm asking you, do you know what it looks like, is because of the fellowship, we can go the extra mile. Simply because we have something called intimacy. Watch where I'm going with this now. You do know that when you have sex with someone, y'all bodily fluids transfer.
Okay.
In other words, everybody you didn't have sex with intimacy with, you got a piece of their spirit and they got a piece of yours.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You don't even have to ask it. That little 3 minutes did count. Yes, it did.
Indeed.
Because, you know,
yes,
we have this saying that if it wasn't over 30 minutes or if it wasn't good, it don't count. Yes, it do.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So, see, a relationship is one thing. Fellowship is a whole nother ball game. Right? Fellowship requires praise. It requires prayer. It requires persistence. In other words, when you mix praise, prayer, persistence all together, you develop something called intimacy. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, when you start to praise God and you pray to God and you're persistent with your love for God, you develop something called intimacy with God. See, it's not just you just have a relationship. Now you're intimate with God. In other words, your spirits start to intertwine. And if your spirits intertwine with God, whatever he goes the extra mile for, you also go the extra mile for him because y'all being intertwined. See, intimacy doesn't have anything to do with physical connection. It has everything to do with spiritual connection. In other words, his spirit is in me and I'm in him. If any man be in me and if I be in him, he can ask for whatever he want. In other words, if God say let it be that you go the extra mile for them, you will go simply because y'all are intimate. Hmm.
Correct.
You see how they go?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How can you hate someone that God loves and say that you're intimate with God? Huh? Because you do know that if you hate somebody, going an extra mile is not even plausible, right?
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
I do want this to be understood. Does everybody hear me? And hear me good, y'all. Going an extra mile does not mean that things go your way or their way.
Amen.
Mr. DJ, I need to tell him. Oh,
right.
Mr. DJ. Because we think that going the extra mile means that I did something for them that made them smile. Going the extra mile is when you actually discipline your child to strengthen them in areas that they didn't know they would need later on in life.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Going the extra mile does not mean that God got to do things that make you say hallelujah. Going the extra mile may be that God is chastising you, but remember, he chastises those who you love. So the fact that we got God's love in general, he didn't want the extra mile. How do I know this? Because he put it on the cross. He put blood on it. In other words, he wants the extra mile and beyond at the cross. In other words, he covered areas that we couldn't cover for ourselves.
Yes. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
So going the extra mile for an individual is covering areas that they couldn't cover for themselves. That has nothing to do with finances naturally. Necessarily don't have anything to do with anything tangible. It may be some spiritual things that they need sown into their life that even they don't know they need.
That's correct.
Y'all follow for me? Follow me?
Yes.
Going the extra mile, you got to understand, going the extra mile to the natural person is an opportunity. In other words, Mr. DJ, I want to be your homeboy, your brother, so I'm going to do what everybody else can't do because I know they're not located in Atlanta with you, and I'm right around the corner. So I'm going to go the extra mile for you as a natural, but I never do it spiritually.
Mm.
Do not be deceived by those who naturally do things for you and think that they're going an extra mile.
Right.
How can you say that, Mr. Carr? Tell me spiritually what did Satan offer Jesus. But did he not try and go the extra mile naturally? He said, I'll give you all of this. Look at how he tried to naturally go the extra mile for Jesus. But spiritually, he was trying to tear him down.
That's right.
Be careful about those who lend out the helping hand to go that extra mile when they have yet to try and go the extra mile spiritually. Women, why would you want a man who can provide for you a car but can't provide for you God? Hello.
Amen.
Fellas, why would you want a woman who can spread her legs but can't spread her wings before God?
Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to get somebody on the level of understanding here. Shouldn't we be tired of playing with God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be tired? We think that going the extra mile is, Lord, I love my husband because of what he did. He always takes me on vacation. Well, if he can't take you to the vacation spot called heaven, what good is your natural vacation? You better enjoy yourself now.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
You don't need no passport for that one.
Correct.
Yeah. You got to have access granted, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
See, we confuse going the extra mile because a lot of people will actually mislead themselves, Mr. DJ. They'll think that I got myself clear with God. In other words, I done gave to the homeless. I done sold into the church. I helped family members. I'm going the extra mile. But you done just did all that because you had money to do it. So the person who don't have money means they can't go the extra mile?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. Oh,
that's
no,
right.
No. Oh, going the extra mile has nothing to do with tangible stuff. Oh, no, 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 no. No, mm-hmm. no, no, no. Going the extra mile. In other words, I don't want you what you naturally have to offer me if spiritually you don't sow into me first. Vice versa. You shouldn't take nothing from me naturally until spiritually I've sown into you. But so many of us okay with taking the natural because spiritual is not where we dwell. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. What sense does it make? Listen, y'all, can I share with y'all going the extra mile? Didn't the Bible clearly say, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul? In other words, why do you want people around you that are naturally go above and beyond for you but spiritually can't even talk to God on your behalf? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why you want that around your circle? Now, watch this. In the same token, let's get back on you. How can you say you'll go the extra mile for somebody when you can't even go to God on their behalf? So how are they going to extra mile? You see how important it is that you develop a relationship with God?
Yes, sir.
You see? You see the responsibility that you have on your shoulders. You are saddled with a responsibility to know God. Because without knowing God, without having a relationship with God, without being intimate with God and fellowship with God, how can you go the extra mile according to God for anybody?
Hmm. Not possible.
What will happen is you start going the extra mile in areas that God didn't tell you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now they only like and respect you because what you can do for them naturally. Not what
That's
you can do for them spiritually. Hello, somebody?
Yes, that is correct.
It's good? Okay. Mr. Latonya, you had another question for Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir, we do. This is from Ms. Tiana. So her question is, when going the extra mile for a loved one, should we expect for that same person to go the extra mile for us?
No. No, you should not. You should not expect that. That's just like giving. You shouldn't give to receive. No,
Come
you should
on.
Not. No, you go the extra mile. It's extra. That's why it's called extra mile. Some of us don't go the mile, the normal mile.
Amen.
All right. That's true, though. Repeat that question, Ms. Latonya. Repeat it.
Yes, sir. When going the extra mile for a loved one, should we expect for that same person to go the extra mile for us?
In other words, when you give with a cheerful heart, and don't give something expecting anything in return.
Amen.
Y'all, the reason why is because you expect them to return something. What's going on, Nina? If you expect them to give you what you gave them, shouldn't God expect us to give to him what he gave to us?
Yes.
Let's flip
yes,
that
sir.
Question around. Repeat the question that Ms. Tiana had, Ms. Latonya.
When God's grace and mercy, I'm sorry. When God's
grace and
mercy.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. One second. Hold on, one second. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, y'all. When going the extra mile for a loved one, should we expect for that same person to go the extra mile for us?
Right. Should God expect for us to go the extra mile for him? In other words, where our cross, what we bear. We'd be like, we under construction. Now, you know we can't be under construction and on a cross at the same time, huh?
Correct.
And that's up, Mr. DJ? Mm-hmm. Mr. DJ, slain in the spirit, right?
Okay.
You good,
Mr. DJ?
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I was muted again, Mr. Carr. That's what I was telling you.
They muted you? Oh, no. They're doing something over there. Y'all, ever since them Atlanta Falconets, they lost, boy. Mr. DJ been acting a little funny here now.
No, I'm on point. We threw five touchdowns and still lost. I'm still here.
So, y'all, here's a question. I got a question. Mr. DJ, I threw it out on Wednesday. I'm going to throw it so you can answer it now. Okay?
Okay.
Have you ever in your life wished that God would just let you do whatever it is you wanted to do?
I remember that question. I was on the line then. And
right.
I said, ain't no way in the world. No, I don't want to do anything for my soul to my own understanding. No, I never want him to ever leave me alone, nor walk away from me. And I know that sounds spiritually correct, but again, Mr. Carr, I'm up in age. Maybe as a younger person, You know, as a younger person, you wish you would just, you know, figure things out on your own, but there is nothing that's going to be successful without God. That's what you're learning with.
Okay. Have anybody else, have y'all ever just wanted God to just let you be, leave you alone, let you do whatever you wanted to do? Especially when somebody hurts your feelings, you'd be like, God, just turn your head for a second while I flip them off. Hold on. I know we got people that drive, right? And I know you got people that cut you off when you drive, right? Have you ever just turned the holy radio off because you was listening to, you know, Yolanda Adams, and you just turned Kirk Franklin in the mouth to go ahead and say what you had to say, then turn it back on as if the radio meant that God couldn't hear you no more?
Right.
Hello, somebody? Am I lying?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all know how we get down with it for real, right? So have you ever wished that God would just leave you alone for a brief second?
Huh.
Hmm? Okay. See, we got some holier-than-thou people on the phone.
Yes.
Check this out. Watch this. Anybody going an extra mile, y'all see the Bible? Have you ever had that little Bible, you know, when you go out of town to your little hotel room or even in your room? You're about to do something that you're not supposed to be doing, and you take that Bible and take it off the nightstand and slide it in the drawer like that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and do
Yes, sir.
Ah, ain't that something? Anybody?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And then when you're about to get into it, all of a sudden, your mama, your daddy, your children, somebody done called you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know God's trying to prevent you from doing what you're not supposed to be doing, and you just saying, God, just leave me alone for another 20 minutes. Just give me 20.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something? But what I'm pointing out is this. Look at how God goes the extra mile even when we be in a point of no turning back. We be about to sin, and God still just bother us, trying to nudge us to say, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, that's up.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a legit question, right?
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Carr.
The next question, Mr. DJ. Have you ever wished that you could just get away with the first thing that comes to your mind?
That's dangerous. I have before, but not now. No. I'd be under the jail. No.
Jennifer said she almost did today.
Uh-oh.
Lord have mercy. At least she's honest, though. Have any of y'all ever wished you can just get away with the first thing that came to your mind?
Yes.
Huh? You know that first thought?
Yes,
typically
ma'am.
The wrong thought. Have you just wished you can get away with it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah? But see, here's the thing. God loves you so much that he goes the extra mile. He doesn't let your no to him reflect in his yes to you. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Y'all better catch this. God doesn't let our no to him reflect in his yes to us. The promises of God are yea and amen. In other words, God knew who we were before we was created. It was already woven in his yes. In other words, God would say yes, 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 yes. His promises are yes, not to sin, but to righteousness. See, the reason why God goes the extra mile is because he loves you dearly. And this is why he won't leave you alone.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all know we'd be like, God, bam, block, 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 block. Huh? We done block God more than we done block people on the phone. Because y'all know we got a good block game. Y'all know that, right?
Right.
Yes, we do.
I don't think y'all hear me. See, boy, look, y'all don't hear me. Y'all know we got a good block game, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And y'all know we'll block God, too, right?
Yes, we will.
I know we don't like to say it like that, but when you say, I don't want to be preached to, in other words, you're saying, I don't want to be corrected. And I know God does the correcting, so I don't want to hear that right now, God. I'm just not going to put your name in it. I'm just going to say, Mr. DJ, I ain't about to hear you preach to me. So I'm going to redirect it to Mr. DJ. I never said God, but I know what I meant.
Right.
Yes.
Hello?
That's right.
Right. But God loves us beyond our know. Now, anybody know this? Huh? Talking about going the extra mile. Is there anybody? Mr. DJ, let me ask you this.
Okay.
When people tell you no, and consistently tell you no, can they stop you from going the extra mile for them?
Can they stop you?
Come on. Yes, sir.
The distraction can interfere, but you only have the power to do that. Even God don't get involved with you on that. Hmm. I mean, that can be a big distraction, but that's not going to just, quote, unquote, stop you. That will be a distraction, but if you allow the devil to ride, he going to drive. So that's on you.
All right.
You know, you can control that.
All right. So can people stop you from going the extra mile for them?
Mm.
Y'all hear me? Can people stop you from going the extra mile for them?
Mm-hmm. That's only if you allow them.
What Miss Tiana say? I lived that life not caring what anybody thought. Don't want to go back to that foolishness. All right. How you doing, Miss Sandra and Miss Capella and Miss Melissa? Can anybody stop you from going to extra miles from there? Y'all know how people say, and don't pray for me, because I'll be all right. I didn't roll their neck so much today where they rolled and fell off their head. I'm talking about them.
Yep.
Can anybody stop you from going the extra mile for them? Ooh, that's a strong question. Huh?
Not if you want to do it. And you don't always have to announce and tell people what you're doing.
Can you stop God from going the extra mile for you?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
You can't stop God from doing what he's doing. Here's the thing. Watch this, y'all. You do understand, no matter what you do for some people, it ain't never good enough?
Yes, indeed. That is correct.
Watch this. In other words, if you're in a sin-laden state and God is doing for you, you can't stop him from going the extra mile, but based on your perception, you'll think he never did it.
That's right.
Lord, 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 Lord. In other words, nobody can stop you from going the extra mile for them, but they very well may not ever perceive that you have done it. Because some people, whatever you do for them is not good enough. Ask God.
That's correct.
That's right.
Ask God. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, it is.
This is why when people say perception is everything, they are lying. Okay? Because it's whose perception are you basing this off of?
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Whose perception? Because if it's based on their perception, how is that everything? They don't know better.
That's right.
Right? So when you go that extra mile for someone, make sure that you're doing it in God. If it is not God-driven, why are you even going one step? Do you understand that God purposely does not want certain people to be bothered? Parents out there, any parents? Good. I'm glad we have parents. Mr. DJ, you're a parent. Ms. Latonya, you're a parent. I'm a parent. When you put your child in the corner and say, you better not do nothing, X, Y, and Z, and then here come grandparents along. You know, it's funny how the grandparents are nicer to our children than they ever were to us. They was mean on us, but they're very friendly to the kids.
Okay. They made the same people that raised me, Mr. Carr.
You see what I'm saying? But listen to what I'm saying. It's funny how, okay, you tell them you better not move, and here come grandmama, their grandmother and grandfather, talking about, come here, baby, and you look at them and say, didn't I tell you? Now you got to have this discussion with your mom or your dad.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Listen
the
what
same
I'm
people
to
who
tell
told
you.
Me the corner wasn't in the Bible.
Come on.
You know?
I do not endorse what DJ just said. Just listen to that. But listen to what I'm saying, y'all. Going the extra mile. The parent is disciplining the child. Typically, a lot of times, we tend to act like who? The grandparent. We tend to bail people out, and we think that's going the extra mile when God literally put them in timeout corner.
Yeah.
This is true.
Uh-oh. Y'all don't want to hear that?
This is true.
Hmm? You put your child in timeout corner for a reason. That means don't disrupt the plan. You the parent.
Correct.
God is the father. Why do we not consult with God before we start reaching in our pocket helping people when God didn't say so? Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Now, I need somebody who's mature to understand this. I'm not saying not to help people. I say wait on God to tell you who to help and how much to get. Boy, you better.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't have to be financial. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of times we have this grandparent spirit on us that says, I'm going to intervene, even though, and we try to override the parent. You cannot override the parent.
Yes.
That is not going the extra mile. As a matter of fact, you can interrupt the flow of the mile that is being given to them. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Y'all got to catch what I'm saying. Huh? The Bible says long-suffering. Did God not give to you even when you want it? God didn't put us in time out a lot of times, right? Did that mean that God wasn't going the extra mile? Or did that just mean that he needed to refine us?
Mm. Needed to refine us.
He needed to sharpen us. Going the extra mile don't mean that I pacify you. It just means that I straighten you up.
Mm.
Huh? Going the extra mile means that God will meet us right where we are.
Yes. Yes,
you y'all follow me?
Yes.
Now watch this. Mr. DJ, last question of the evening. In everything that you do and everything that you give, does that mean that God would accept your offering as going the extra mile?
Hmm. Say that again.
In everything that you do and everything that you give, whether it be a praise, a worship, hallelujah, whether you're giving tithes, whether you're giving time, does God accept every offering as an individual going the extra mile?
Not every offering. It depends on its intent, and God knows that. So not everything that we consider an extra mile, he doesn't consider an extra mile.
Thank you for saying that, Mr. DJ. And, y'all, I revert back to Cain and Abel. One was an acceptable offering. The other one wasn't. You understand?
Yeah.
Follow me? In other words, ladies, can I say ladies? Y'all hear me? I don't want to sing to you now because I get it on now. I don't know less. Y'all hear me? Listen to what I'm about to go. Listen to me. Just because a man offers you a social drink at the bar, what did your daddy tell you? I ain't talking about your daddy in heaven. I'm talking about your daddy here on earth. What did your daddy tell you? Okay.
What did your
daddy take you to the club with? Didn't he say, hey, you got to have your own money?
Yes.
Okay. Just because somebody offers you something, a lot of times they trying to develop something called entitlement. They want to leg up on you. Because if a man buy you a drink, he feels that he has an obligation or he's obligated to talk to you and you give him conversation back. Because if a man buy you a drink, you accept it and you walk off on him, that man will grab your wrist and you'll be like, who in the you think you are? Hello?
One drink. That's right.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Right.
Y'all with me? So in other words, look, Ms. Jennifer said don't do that. Oh, it ain't going to be none of that. Huh? I got a friend and her name's 22. That's Ms. Jennifer right there. So what I'm trying to tell you, when going the extra mile does not mean that you accept everything that people have to offer. You got to know the intent and the motive behind it.
That's right.
Don't let people use you as a stepping stone to say, I'm going the extra mile. Look at what I'm doing for you. Because some people will do it for you just to hold it over your head. Have you ever had that happen in your life?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, it don't have to be with people in the club. You got people in your family that will remind you every single day of everything they've done for you. So how is that going an extra mile when you got to keep on throwing it in my face?
Amen.
Amen.
Hello? So don't just say they shouldn't have gave it. You got to know what to accept and what not to. Discernment is not just, you know, seeing who's who. Discernment is seeing what's what when it comes to you as well.
That's right.
Hello? Oh, Ms. Jennifer, I'm sorry. She said her friend ain't name is not 22. His name 45. My bad.
Uh-oh.
She got a big friend. She don't have no little friend. She got that big friend. They get your mind right, friend, huh? All right.
Steal.
All right. So y'all got it? Go the extra mile. But make sure that you go the extra mile in God first and foremost. Mr. DJ, you have anything you want to close us with?
No, make sure we all go the extra mile.
Okay.
Make an effort, an extra effort to be conscious of it.
Y'all got it?
Yes.
Somebody talking about they going to get some Saucony's or some ASICs. They ready to jog. Handle your business. You got to be in shape to go that extra mile now, because going the extra mile means that you're not only carrying your load, but you're carrying the load of others as well.
Amen.
All right. Because remember, love hopes all things, endures all things, believes all things. That means you got a heavy load to carry, but you built for that. Why? Because our strength is developed and developed in who?
Developed in
God.
Christ. Yes,
in Christ.
All right, y'all got it?
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ who does what?
He strengthens me.
Strengthens me.
That means my strength comes from God. And because I'm built for this, I'm strong enough to carry the load of not only myself. Because, see, technically, you don't have to carry your load. God got you. Now it's time that you carry somebody else's load, meaning go that extra mile. And not just merely for people that you naturally love. It should be for people that God spiritually told you to love. And that's everybody.
Amen. Mr. Right. Solomon has to borrow that fan from you.
Don't borrow that. You got a disclaimer on everything I just said. I'm telling you, if I hear it again, I'm telling you, I'm about to put a disclaimer on this. Boy, look, let me
that's
type this.
Be on a t-shirt.
You got any attorneys out there? Huh? Any attorneys out there? Because you just heard it. The man just admitted to what he's about to do. I need somebody to be an attorney. Miss Jennifer, I know you can be my acting attorney. He's stealing my stuff. All right, Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us?
Sure. Bow your head, close your eyes, touch and agree spiritually. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humble as we know how, Father. We saying thank you. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for keeping us safe, Father. Thank you for shelter and keeping us out the storm. We thank you, Father, for keeping us on the path and to allow us to uplift your name, Father, not in any shape, form, or fashion, but to let others know about your goodness and your gracious, Father. Give us the tools that we need to go the extra mile, Father. Let us know, and let us know that we indeed was built for this, Father, because we are a product of you. Help us to spread the word of your good name and bring us back together at the appointed time in the same band of Christian love and Christian fellowship. We ask all these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. Now make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday for Bible study. If you don't have a church home, catch us on Wednesday on our phone line. It's 225-364-0211. Okay, 225-364-0211. That's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay? You catch it Sunday morning, too, if you don't have a church. Even if you go to church, y'all know how I get down. I get down for real, all right? And then make sure y'all on next Monday night. We got another powerful topic. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.